Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. This is Woody Bowling, and you are tuning in to another fun-filled, educational, and exciting episode of the Buckeye Advisor radio show and also podcast. I am Woody Bowling. I want to welcome everyone, whether you're listening for the first time, 10th time, or 20th time. We appreciate you as a listener. If you're out running errands today, doing home improvement projects or groceries, whatever you're doing, thanks for listening on 94.5 FM, The Answer, Dayton. Love this radio station. Lots of great nationally known voices on the air during the week. And speaking of nationally known voices, that would be a great segue to introduce my co-host and producer and the better half probably of this dynamic duo that we form each week, Mr. Matt McClure. Welcome, Matt. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Woody. One of these days, I will live up to the expectations set in my introduction each week. But I'm doing great. I hope you are as well. I hope you're hopefully getting a chance to dry out over the weekend. I know you guys had pretty much a deluge this week of rain.
Boy, I tell you, the weather has been crazy this spring. You know, 70-degree days, warm and sunny. The next day, warm still, but basically a monsoon for hours at a time, occasional touchdowns of tornadoes randomly. So it is a crazy time. And Matt, we want to take just a second to wish everyone, this is Easter weekend 2023. You may be listening to us on Saturday, April 8th at 10 a.m. on 94.5 FM, The Answer, either live on your radio or on the app or even online at theanswerdayton.com or on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday. And if you are at that, we start at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We are honored to have you. We want to wish everyone a wonderful Easter weekend. It means so much to me and all those people in the Christian faith. We hope that you're enjoying this weekend and that your time is spent with family, friends, loved ones. We're all blessed to be here, and we're blessed to have you as listeners, and we hope that you enjoy the show today. And Matt, I'm so grateful for the station, number one, 94.5 FM, for having me. We've been doing this since June of 2022 now. We're coming up very rapidly on month 10, and it's crazy. We're getting some great reception still from our listeners. Each week, I'm always excited to see who I'm going to hear from next. I never know what's around the corner. And, you know, as I've said before, that is the fun part about what I do. It's like solving a riddle or solving a puzzle. You never know. But in this case, it's always a different scenario with people and their lives, whether it be financial, all those different things, planning income for retirement, helping them with Medicare, health insurance, life insurance, all the different things that I do. And it's so fun. And I enjoy meeting and establishing new relationships each week. So the first quarter just ended in the stock market, a crazy January was robust, very good. February, it was like the market got punched with a pen and was deflated entirely, giving up most of those gains altogether. March again rallied slightly. So, you know, at the end of the quarter, we were slightly up for the year from our December 31st account values. You know, my account was up about 4% ballpark. So, you know, it's an exciting time. There's still lots to be concerned about with the market. We're still questioning whether there are going to be any more failures of banks. How much more are the Feds going to go up with interest rates? We don't know the answer to that. We're still probably a month and a half away from finding out the next move from the Federal Reserve. Lots to talk about. We've got a busy show, Matt, and you have a big piece you and your team putting together each week's outline, and we appreciate you doing that and then you tagging along to help keep us on track and pushing the right direction. Matt, I'm ready to go with this week's show. I think it's going to be a good one.
It'll be a great one here, Woody, and we've got a lot, as you say, to tackle over this next just about hour that we have remaining in the show, of course. 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. That's what we'll cover, and probably we'll take up the bulk of our time here together. We'll go over some reasons why you should meet with an advisor as well, and get you on the calendar, because I think we're going to highlight some things that maybe you haven't considered, maybe some use some terminology that if you don't know what that terminology means, that's one of the reasons why you need to speak to an advisor, because they're going to really help you navigate all of this. And by they, I mean he, I mean Woody Bowling. And also, we're going to play Right or Wrong. It's been a few weeks since we've done that, so we'll have a Right or Wrong, a brand new one here, a new problem solver with an example of how we helped a couple retire early. And we've got much, much more coming up. But first, let's get to our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And those words of wisdom this time around, Woody, come from the ever popular and very wise, of course, especially when it comes to investing, Warren Buffett. Of course, the Oracle of Omaha himself, Warren Buffett, the American business icon, inventor, philanthropist. As of this past month, with a net worth of $104 billion, the fifth richest person in the world. So Warren Buffett brings that resume and these words of wisdom to us today. He said, quote, "Never test the depth of the river with both of your feet."
It's, I'm always amazed by Warren Buffett and where he comes up with some of his sayings. But when I hear you say Oracle of Omaha, it made me think back quickly to a kid watching Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom and Marlon Perkins, and how Marlon would be occasionally dragged underwater by this gigantic snake he's trying to capture. And Jim would be standing on the sideline talking to the camera while Marlon gets dragged under. A random thought, of course. But anyways, Warren, great saying on this particular thing. I mean, look, it especially as we, the clientele that we deal with and the people that we're talking to, you know, for our podcast show, we really want people to, there needs to be a time that you need to start defining where you don't have both feet in the water at the same place necessarily, because we're talking about really strategies that are going to diversify yourself, diversify your risk, and you need to start taking a holistic approach to your retirement planning. And whether it be long-term care, whether it be life insurance to add on to a tax-free legacy for your children or grandchildren, all those things that we're going to focus on throughout our podcasts and radio shows each week, man, we are proud of the content that we put out. And, you know, we do comprehensive evaluations of our listener situations, and that's what we're here for. But, you know, Warren, tough guy to beat. I can tell you I have a few billion less than he does, and I think you do as well. But Warren has done well. The question is, how long does Warren keep going and Charlie, his sidekick? I mean, they're both around 90, 91, 92 years old. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Berkshire Hathaway when he and or Charlie decide to hang it up.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've been going for a long, long time here. And that will be an interesting time for sure. And a lot of uncertainty out there in the market and in the economy in general, as you were saying, Woody. But I think that those, you know, sort of words of wisdom there from Warren Buffett really do kind of set the stage for this coming discussion, because, you know, we're going to be talking about ways to live comfortably during retirement. And that is, no matter what is happening out there, you know, you want to not jump in necessarily to a particular investment or a particular stage of life or a particular life change head first. You want to test the waters a little bit and make sure you've got a plan, make sure that you know what is going to happen, basically, and you've planned for all of the different, you know, things that might be happening out there in the market. You know, it's all dependent upon your current situation, your risk tolerance, and all of that, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one thing we know that change is inevitable in life, and people need to understand that. And the running joke, of course, is as people get older, they are less comfortable with change. And that's just the way it is. I even sometimes at age 57 find myself going, why does that have to change? You know what I mean? So it's a very common thing. But, you know, when you jump in things head first, you better have a helmet on sometimes, because here's the thing, you know, if you're going to retire and you're going to start drawing money off of those hard-earned retirement savings accounts, whether they be 401ks still at an employer, your own IRAs, your own Roth IRAs that you've contributed to and developed, which is a great idea for a lot of people. Whatever your plan is, if you jump in and you stay completely in the stock market during that first few years of retirement, and the stock market is not kind to you, meaning the sequence of returns runs negative the first 2 or 3 years of retirement, while simultaneously you're withdrawing money on a monthly basis, that can lead to a very, very large, significant decrease in the amount of time that your savings can last through retirement. We've mentioned before, people need to plan when you retire at 65 or 67 or 68, plan on living another 20 to 25 years. You just don't know. Even if longevity is in your genes, you still could have a car accident and be gone a year from now. But on the other hand, there are people that I know that think, well, I've heard people tell me, Woody, I'm not going to live past 70. This is just not going to happen. It's not in my genes. Here they are 5 years later at age 75, still kicking, still alive, still doing fine. So we just don't know what the future brings. We want to really talk about 9 things that we can give you advice to do to help you live comfortably during retirement. You know, that's what we're here for. And guess how much our advice cost them? Zero, right? So we're not even going to give out, I'm not even going to give out my PayPal account information because I don't want the money. We're just here to help. But we're here to help people in the long run, upfront, and so forth.
Yeah. So let's tackle this list then, 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. And this is really applicable to people no matter how much you have saved, right? So number one, Woody, has to do with Social Security. And I'll let you tackle the first one here.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a question. People are always asking, when's the best time? Should I take Social Security at age 62? My resounding answer, usually, if you still can work, and if you still would like to build that Social Security further, then keep working and don't start taking it. But life doesn't always deal everybody equal hands. And I know that I have clients that started Social Security at age 62, and that was because of a physical need. They ran into a situation where they couldn't work anymore. So look, it's not the same for everyone. My advice would be to go as long as you can, at least wait until your full retirement age, which for most people right now is in the 66 and a half, 66 and 7 or 8 months. It's in that time frame now. So if you can wait that long and you're physically able to keep working, you know, consider what Medicare, the ramifications of Medicare at age 65. I help people each week. We discuss the ramifications of going on a Medicare plan versus staying on your employer group health plan. So that's an important topic, an important conversation, different than do you start taking your Social Security at what age? Because the Medicare is going to be impactful as well. So you've got to be cognizant of income-related Medicare earnings adjustments, the IRMA that could be on your Medicare Part B. So there's several things that go into that conversation that we're willing. But my, you know, my basic advice is keep working as long as you can and delay that Social Security, you know, make it grow, because every year you grow after age 66, it's growing in an 8% clip for your benefit. And that's a good return.
Yeah, that's a very good return. You can't get a guaranteed return like that a lot of places. So there you go. Absolutely. An easy thing to do if you can, like you said, do that. If you can keep working, it could be very beneficial. Number two in the 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement, Woody, pay off your house or downsize and pay cash for a new smaller house and then invest the difference. We say this quite a bit, and I know it's pretty true from your experience, because you told me, because, you know, I listen sometimes.
And you believe me for the most part.
And I do for the most part. But the happiest retirees that we meet are those who've paid off their mortgage.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And, you know, what I'm afraid some people don't do is they don't realize the power of adding some extra money to your principal balance each month on your mortgage, if affordable and if it fits in your budget, and you're in your 20s and 30s and early 40s and you're buying a house, or you just refinanced your house on a 30-year loan. What people, you know, they fail to realize that, hey, this is a good, you know, even though mortgage rates are up for the last 15 months and it's more expensive to buy a home today based on the mortgage payment, if you're doing that or even on your prior mortgage, it makes sense to add some extra money to the principal. There's so many online calculators that'll help our listeners find the right mix. You can run the principal balance, the interest rate that you have, and then you can run it on a 15-year or 20-year, even 10 years. Get that mortgage paid off as quickly as you can. So then when you're cruising into retirement and you're making some of these decisions about what am I going to do in retirement? Am I going to work part-time? Am I going to travel? What are we going to do? You know, you take that big mortgage payment out of the equation, then you're dealing with just your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance, or maybe an HOA fee as well, depending on where you live and what kind of neighborhood or a condo. So you're going to have those fees to deal with, and that's it.
Yeah, it's definitely something that could be, as we say, it all depends on your individual situation, but could be something very beneficial or helpful to you there to help you live more comfortably during retirement. The number three way to live comfortably during retirement on our list of nine: bank the money that you save from having no mortgage into an investment account. I think, you know, reinvesting that money could be a very good thing, Woody.
It's a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot. I mean, you know, that's part of what we do here at the Buckeye Advisor. We're here to offer solutions that aren't fitting necessarily in a particular box. You know, if our listeners go into the bank, the personal banker is going to offer them a CD for safe money. We're not. We don't deal with CDs. We're going to offer them an insurance-based annuity product that's going to be giving them some guarantees and also some ability to grow their money way faster than a CD would be able to do. So we're going to offer different solutions, but that's one thing that doesn't get talked about, because people need to, you can always put the money in your, you know, emergency fund. Once the emergency fund is used, is fully banked, then, you know, look at another account. Look at a Roth, depending on your age. So all those different ideas, different things we can talk about based on your own unique circumstances and situation. And that's what we're here to do. We're going to give you some different ideas, some things you can do. You can start gifting money. You know, you're allowed, the gifts are eligible. Your tax preparer can give you the exact dollar amount each year, given the tax year that's coming up. So there's different things you can do to help yourself and potentially help some of your beneficiaries and heirs, family members alike.
Yeah. And if you would like to start that conversation, folks, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com, or call Woody at 937-974-6201. You can set up a free consultation. Of course, we'll talk more about exactly what happens in that consultation coming up a little bit later on in the show. Well, number four on our list, Woody, of nine ways to live comfortably during retirement. Boy, this might be one that's a little bit difficult for people these days. Number four is stay invested. You know, stick to the course. Don't let emotions get in the way of your smart retirement plan. With all the, you know, volatility and uncertainty out there, that can be a difficult thing.
Yeah, I've talked to people, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, initially when COVID hit in March of 2020, the market took a very, very immediate nosedive. I mean, and it plummeted very quickly and very deeply. And I talked to a few people around that time that were a couple of people that were doing their own investments. And one guy told me, Woody, I bailed out. The emotions got the best of me. I went to cash and I missed a lot of the return jump as it began to climb back the other way. So it's unfortunate, you know, emotions can cause people to react in irrational ways. So the one thing as an advisor I want to do is I want to make sure people act rationally, even during market downturns like we had last year in 2022. And so far this year in 23, the first quarter is slightly up just a bit, you know, but that's what we do. We're here to help you stay invested. If you're in a 401k at work, keep investing. If you're in your 40s, 30s, and early 50s, you keep plowing the money into it. You have time to consider before you retire. Now, if you're going to retire at age 57 or 58 and you're 52, 53 now, different conversation. We'll definitely handle that conversation a different way potentially. So, because we're going to offer, we firmly believe as you get closer to retirement, that landing pad towards retirement, you got to start looking at ways to diversify out of stocks completely, out of bonds completely. We still want to have some growth opportunities in the stock market, but we also want to set aside a part of retirement savings. We're looking at fixed indexed annuities and structured notes, which we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, I think. So different ways to protect you and your long-term success.
Yeah, definitely. And again, it all depends on your individual situation as to what might be best for you, because everybody's situation is different. And one thing, though, Woody, that is the same for everybody, if you have a traditional IRA, is that required minimum distribution, which now has to take place at age 73. But our number five way to live comfortably during retirement is to, you know, work around that RMD situation by implementing a Roth IRA conversion before you turn 73 and have to start taking those RMDs.
Yeah, very true. I mean, yeah, and we've talked about this a little before. Uncle Sam has his hand out. It's just a matter of how much he's going to get out of your retirement accounts that haven't been taxed yet. So he's there looking for his share. So do you want to give up a bigger share at one time in order to potentially take advantage of what we feel over the next 3 years are going to be lower tax rates than they are going to be starting January 1st of 26. So we know when the prior tax cuts expire at the end of 2025, you know, in our opinion, taxes are on sale right now. You don't hear a lot about taxes being on sale. Another thing you don't hear many advisors talking about. So we want, as a fiduciary advisor, for you to do what's best for you. I'm going to help point you in that direction. A Roth IRA, either a complete one or a partial one over the next 3 years, can be really in the wheelhouse for a lot of our listeners. We just need to do the math and we need to see how much, and you need to really understand based on your situation if it does make sense or not.
Yeah, absolutely do. Well, that's a good spot for us to take a break here, Woody, just about to the end of this first segment of the show, the first half of the show. Of course, a lot more to get to in half number two, which obviously, if you're good at math, will be the final half of the show because there are only two halves. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. That's TheBuckeyeAdvisor with an OR.com, or call Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201. Coming up in the second half, we're going to finish this list of nine ways to live comfortably in retirement. And we'll have, of course, the dad joke of the week. Stay with us.
Even with inflation, eating at home is often cheaper than dining out. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Food costs are up for everyone these days, and when you get sticker shock at the grocery store, you may be tempted to consider dining out more often. But think again. Prices are up at restaurants, too. Chef David Burke recently told CNBC some of the reasons why.
Now, changing the menu, not one menu, but printing menus every day. Paper goods are through the roof, too. Gloves that we wear in the kitchen are through the roof. So there's a lot of deep fryer oil, the oil that goes into the deep fryers, which we don't really look at. We always look at the protein prices. That all of those little, all of those ancillary things are through the roof with pricing.
Energy costs are also having an impact on restaurants. Not only have they driven up the price of shipping food from producers, but gas prices are driving up labor costs as well. Burke said employees who live farther away from restaurants are asking for pay increases to offset the increased cost of driving in every day. So cooking at home will still be cheaper than dining out in most cases. Many large and local grocery stores offer discounts for seniors, but if you're not able to drive, you can also order groceries online and have them delivered directly to you. If you do decide to dine out, say for a special occasion, try to find a restaurant that offers senior discounts. So, have you thought about cutting back on dining out? It's a key question to consider, and it's one of the 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
To obtain your free copy of 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023, reach out to Woody today at 973-974-6201 or go online to thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, who he just happens to be the Buckeye Advisor himself. You can go online to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or call Woody for a free consultation today. 937-974-6201 is the number.
Oh, sure, you can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
All right, it is that time again, Woody, everyone's favorite time of the week. So lay it on us, the dad joke here.
Here's the question. How many narcissists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
That's a good one. How many narcissists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Well, Matt, it only takes one. The narcissist is going to hold the light bulb while the rest of the world revolves around him.
You know, pretty true. Not the direction I thought that was that one was going, but hey, I love it.
I liked it too. And you know, so narcissists, you hear that? I hear that word thrown out a lot about politicians and all kinds of people. I just don't want it to be thrown out about me and you either. We got to stay true. We got to stay doing what we do.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's part of that fiduciary responsibility too, to actually not look out for your best interests and put those first. You got to put the needs of the client first. And that's what you do. That's that responsibility that you're bound by as a fiduciary financial advisor.
Yeah. And I can tell you, it leads to one thing. It leads to a lot of good night's sleep doing what I do. And it leads to a lot of great relationships with people that I value, clients that feel like family over the years. And look, a second opinion is never going to hurt anything. And, you know, people are contacting me on a regular basis to get different ideas. They hear some of the things we talk about. How would that fit with my current portfolio? How does this really look? You know, I deal with a big box broker from a big box brokerage, or my bank has a financial guy or gal, and this is where they want me. They want me in the market. And, you know, I'm tired of losing money. I'm getting closer to retirement, or I'm in retirement already, and I just want to put a bandage on it and stop losing some money and think of some different strategies. That's what I'm here to do. And I really enjoy it. It's a great
thing. Yeah, well, and it is a great thing to be able to provide that service for folks, and also to be able to provide a lot of great tips and advice here on the radio and the podcast as well. We're right in the middle, well, just a little past the middle now, of our list of 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. We've talked about, maximizing your final earning years. Don't take Social Security until your full retirement age if you can. Talked about paying off your house, investing any profit that you might come away with after you buy a smaller place, staying invested, implementing a Roth IRA conversion. So we talked about all of those things. Now, number 6 on the list, build your own personal pension that you can never outlive. I think that one is one that's probably just in at least, mainstream, I guess, for lack of a better term, like financial talk or financial circles, doesn't necessarily get talked about a lot, but that's something that is possible for people to do.
It doesn't. And I think, in the long run, people, when they're in their earnings years, they think about getting to that final number in retirement. I need to have this much money saved no matter what, come, high water, I'm going to try to have a certain amount of of money saved. They don't really equate that amount of money saved to how much can that generate on a monthly basis. And that's the trick, is how much money do you have? How much income can we guarantee you in retirement based on when you want to start getting the money? Because we're going to fund a fixed indexed annuity, and it's depending on your situation, whether you want the income, when you want the income, different factors that are unique to you. I work with several highly rated insurance carriers. Each offers an array of fixed indexed annuities. Each offers different bells and whistles. So what I do is I run through all those different bells and whistles, and then I'm going to tailor something to our listener, to the client and their situation. How old are they now? How many years do they want to let the money grow before they want to start withdrawing from it? Do you want to start withdrawing from it? I've talked to a couple of people recently that they had a military pension, they had a pension from an employer, and a little bit of Social Security. They don't need income from their investments. They just want the money protected and to get a reasonable amount of growth. So you can get market-like growth, you can get principal protection, and you can get no fees or maybe very low fees, maybe in the 1% range. You can get all of that in a fixed indexed annuity. So it's almost kind of the all-in-one hybrid product that can help people get good returns, reasonable returns, possibly generate an income that they'll never outlive. And the more inflation has grown and all those things have been happening the last 15 months, I have conversations weekly with folks about how much income can I generate? What age do you want it? And then I'm going to get the numbers put together, and then we'll look at implementing the plan. So it's a big deal how much income that's guaranteed, because longevity is very important. People are living to be 90, 95. You need income you can't outlive. And that those are some of the guarantees you get with that fixed indexed annuity.
Yeah, that can just give people, I think, so much peace of mind to know that they have that income that they are never able to outlive. It is guaranteed for no matter how long they live in these products. So yeah, just absolutely something that is, I think, essential to at least explore, to find out more about. And, you know, I personally can think of no better way to do that than by getting in touch with the Buckeye Advisor. That's just me.
I was thinking the same thing. We're on the same wavelength again, Matt. It's amazing.
It's amazing when that happens, and it happens often. Well, there we go. Well, okay. So number seven on our list of ways to live comfortably in retirement is to replace your bonds completely. Now, we just talked about one of the solutions to that issue, and that's fixed indexed annuities. There's also another one I know that you like to talk about on occasion here on the show as well. Talk about those two strategies and kind of how they differ.
It's a great point, great subject to talk about. The fixed indexed annuity is going to be done under the insurance license side of my business. That's where I do Medicare. That's why I do life insurance. I do fixed indexed annuities. I've been licensed with the state since late 2007. I have a perfect history of compliance. On the other side of my business as a fiduciary advisor, I have a Series 65 investment advisor representative license. That's the side where we're going to use TD Ameritrade to hold custodian funds. We're going to use portfolios that are designed and developed at Brookstone Capital Management. There are my upline, so to speak, so where I have my advisory license parked under. So they have developed some great strategies called structured notes. They're negotiated each month with some of the biggest players in the financial world out there. There's several others, just for example, and they're basically on a monthly basis. We're going to rotate. We can look at a ladder of structured notes, typically over 5 months. We're going to look at for part of your portfolio as a way to offer you a lower risk strategy at a higher return than potentially you can get with your money in the bank and things like that. So when you have the opportunity for a structured note where you can get a coupon rate that's either in the high single or low double digits, and it's basically like an IOU, and as long as one of the three indexes that are involved, the Russell, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, as long as any of those three don't breach a 30% drop during that 12 months of that note, guess what? You're going to keep getting the interest each month anyways on the coupon. But at the end of the 12 months, or it could be earlier, they can call them after 6 months, you're going to get your return of principal as long as none of the three indexes or indices go lower than 30% drop. So that's a big, big buffer to consider. We know that has happened very, very few times in the history of the market in that short of a time for a 30% drop. So it's another creative way that we have to help our clients look at a better return with a lower risk. They're not risk-free, but it's a lower risk outcome and possibility for some of your assets.
Yeah, definitely. So, and something to explore there. And also a thing to consider here on our list of ways to live comfortably during retirement, 9 ways, we're on number 8 now, is to diversify your accounts between these 3 different types, these 3 buckets we like to refer to them as: a tax deferred bucket, a taxable bucket, and a tax free bucket. And people might, you know, sit there and say, oh, that would tax free. That sounds good to me. Well, you know, yeah, you got to at least have something in there if you want to be tax efficient in your retirement.
Yeah, you do. I mean, we'd like people to have some money in all 3. It's not always going to be the case. We know that. So if you don't fret. If you have money and it's all tax deferred right now, we can talk about ways that you can consider getting some of that money into one or both of the other buckets. And it's got to be a good fit. We're not going to force square pegs into a round hole. Most brokers, stock brokers, traditional broker advisors with the big box folks, they're going to say you're diversified if all of your mutual funds are spread out between stocks and bonds. They're going to have you in different funds, 10 to 15 different mutual funds of high, mid, and growth cap, low cap, all these different things. So you name it, they're going to think you're diversified if that's where your money is at. But at the end of the day, as we've found out over the last 15 months, many people have found out those mutual funds that are bond related also got pummeled last year as well. And they're not doing much better this year. So that's not real diversification. We're going to talk about it and we'll help people go that right direction.
And number 9 on our list here, Woody, of 9 ways to live comfortably in retirement is to accurately calculate your monthly expenses and build a positive income gap, an income surplus, really, at the start of your retirement. You want to have more money than month and not more month than money, right?
That's correct. And you know that I'm going to give just short and sweet advice on that. If you're married or you have a significant other, have that conversation, put some goals in writing, put your expenses and income in writing so you can see it, talk about it. Everybody needs to be on the same page. If you're single, put the same things in writing, but you commit to yourself that you've got to get to a positive flow during retirement. And if you don't have your Social Security earnings projections yet, go to ssa.gov. Set up an account, username, and password, and you can log in, and that will give you your projections for Social Security at various ages in your life, 62, 65, your full retirement age, and then age 70, which as long as you can wait. At 70, you're getting it no matter what. So that's my piece of advice. Deal with debt. Get rid of debt as quickly as you can. Make sure everybody's on the same page and good communication if it's a couple. And then you're going to work your way out of it. And bring in an advisor like Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, and we'll help. If I need to wear a referee shirt and a whistle, I will referee if I need to. We're going to get everybody on the same page and then we're going to get a good strategy going.
Yeah, I love that. That would, I imagine, might be necessary sometimes if you have a spouse or a significant other and you might not quite see eye to eye in the beginning. That does tend to happen sometimes.
Yes, but folks, I have seen it.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine. I imagine you have many, many times. But folks, if you want to reach out and get that conversation started with the referee, Woody Bowling, thebuckeyeadvisor.com is the place to go. That's thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com. Or you can give them a call at 937-974-6201. Well, and Woody, talk about some of those reasons that people might want to reach out to the referee here and meet with you, somebody who's a financial advisor, fiduciary financial advisor. What are some of those things that, you know, maybe people are considering, are thinking about, or don't even know about, you know, that because you don't know what you don't know, right? What are some things that people might not know that they need to know?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Matt, actually. You know, there are some things. If you don't understand what an expense ratio is, probably a good reason to talk with me. If you don't understand how much risk you're at, and if you don't remember, you haven't taken a risk, quote, risk profile questionnaire. You haven't, if you've never taken one, or you haven't taken one in the last few years as you've gotten older, if you don't have a formal retirement plan, if you don't really know about managing risk and real diversification, tax-free, tax-deferred, and all that, all those are great reasons to call me. And let's set up an appointment, no cost. We can do it at my office, or we can do it in your home, in the comfort of your home. I'll drive to you. Remember back in the day when doctors went to visit their patients in their home? I'm a financial doctor of sorts, and I will visit you in your cozy confines of your own home. And we will have that conversation, get to know each other, learn about your goals and where you want to be. And then we will work from there to determine if there's a good fit and some possible areas where we think we can help you and put some things together to recommend.
Financial doctor and marital referee Woody Bowling is available for all
added,
of those
I
services.
Added two more hats today. I didn't even know I had.
That's right. I mean, it got all the hats. You can just wear them all here. And folks, if you would like to get that free consultation, and when we say free, we mean free, no cost, no obligation. You can go online there to the Buckeye Advisor with an OR.com, or give Woody a call, 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
Yes, it is that time where we want you to play along with us as we figure out whether some financial statements are right or wrong. And I will present each statement to Mr. Woody Bowling. He will tell us what the correct answer is. And here we go, Woody. Number one in Right or Wrong: if you choose to take a lump sum on your pension when you retire, you can receive up to a 20% bonus on your money. Is that right or is that wrong?
That is 100% right, Matt. Nice start for you. You definitely, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, I do work with several insurance carriers. Their annuity products are very competitive with each other. There are bonuses of varying amounts out there, 10, 11, 20% bonuses, either on the upfront or on the income side of that annuity. So, you know, look, we're looking to generate, most people want to generate the highest income possible during a 20, 25, or 30 year retirement. And that's where we come in. That's where that product is a great fit. It's going to give you protected growth and a guaranteed sustainable income to supplement your Social Security.
Not many guarantees in life, so get them where you can. And that's one of those places where you can get them. It's very reassuring to folks that there are some guarantees out there. And that is right as well. I got one right. Good
there
start.
You go. One for one.
I'm batting 1,000 at least so far. Let's see how things work out with number two. There is no product safer than a bank CD when it comes to protecting your money. Is that one right or is that one wrong?
As much as I would like to say, you know, I think for the listener, it probably sounds right, but actually the answer is wrong. Sorry to break the bad news. You know, a lot of people believe that, but, you know, also with the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, with those bank failures recently, you know, there are some concerns about the banks in general. FDIC, which is actually a private corporation, it's not a government entity, as some would believe. We use insurance companies for those fixed indexed annuity products that we use. They are 100% capitalized, meaning they have to put aside $1 for every $1 you put into their annuity, because they expect to have that money for a little while. And they're going to offer you promises like principal protection and some market-like growth opportunity. So in actuality, an annuity for my money, I love them. For my clients' money, I love them. And that's why we're only going to work with highly rated insurance carriers to offer products for our clients. And so banks are only required to keep about 10%. Insurance companies are about 100%. So which would you rather work with? I'll let our listeners do the math on that.
Yeah, there you go. It's pretty much, at least in my personal opinion, opinion alert here, folks, a no-brainer, a no-brainer there for me.
That's right.
So one right and one wrong. Let's see if I can get back closer to batting 1,000 here anyway, with number three. You can structure your retirement accounts to deliver tax-free income during retirement. Is that one right or wrong, Woody?
Well, I'd love to give you a drum roll, but since I'm without my drum set, I'm just going to give you a right. You are 2 for 3. Congratulations. Yeah, there's a couple of different ways you can get tax-free income in retirement. One is through a Roth IRA, which with a Roth IRA, number one, you do not have to take RMDs or required minimum distributions. So you don't have to take those at age 73. They can grow indefinitely. And guess what happens when you pass? They go to your beneficiary, if it's kids, grandkids, spouse, whatever. They don't have to take withdrawals either. And guess how much taxes they pay on that? Zero, because it's a Roth IRA. I love that combination. The other vehicle that we use occasionally is an indexed universal life policy. That's another way. It's something outside the box. It works very well depending on your age, especially if in your 40s and 50s. It's an IUL, and overfunding it for the first few years can generate a tremendous amount of tax-free income in retirement. I can put numbers together and get those to people without breaking a sweat. So definitely something to consider.
Yeah, absolutely is. And all right, so batting about 750 right now. Let's see how it all ends up with number four in right or wrong. It is a waste of time to have your financial accounts reviewed on an annual basis. I have a feeling I know the answer to this, but is that one right or wrong, Woody?
You do know the answer. That is wrong, Matt. You went from 2 for 3 to 2 for 4. Still a Hall of Fame batting average at 500, and baseball is back in full swing as we speak. So welcome back, Major League Baseball, and the Reds have an interesting young team, perhaps. Look, we want you to have an annual review. You need to know what the status is, how your accounts are doing, whether it be an indexed annuity. You're going to get an annual statement from the insurance company. Guess who else gets a copy of that statement? I do, the Buckeye Advisor. So I'm going to be aware of what's going on. Your accounts that are non-annuity related, that are invested with me, that we're managing the investment strategically to generate tactical money management opportunities. We're going to cover that information quarterly or annually or whatever you prefer. So yes, we want an annual review, if not more often.
And you can call Woody Bowling for a free consultation and get the ball started, get the ball rolling at thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call him 937-974-6201.
It's This Week in History.
And some big events this week in history as we spend our last couple of minutes of the show here talking about that, Woody. The first one on April 7th is a sports one, and really important because very timely because the Masters just, you know, underway now in Augusta. And this date back in 1963, it was the American professional golfer and legend, really, Jack Nicklaus, winning his first Masters tournament at the age of 23. And he was the youngest ever to do that at that point. So yeah, that's pretty wild and very impressive career, obviously.
Kudos to Jack Nicklaus. Love the guy. He's an Ohio State guy. Just, you know, probably he and Tiger Woods, the two greatest players ever. He gives and gives to, you know, Children's Hospital there in Columbus and, you know, just raises money constantly. Class act all the time. I love Jack and Barbara. Wonderful couple. This weekend is Masters weekend. Very exciting. I don't know how it's going to turn out, of course, but looking forward to that. Also, this week in history, Matt, in April 8th, 1975, Aerosmith, aka Steven Tyler, released his third studio album called Toys in the Attic. Sweet Emotion released on May 19th. I mean, wow. Walk This Way later that year was released. I mean, Aerosmith, very iconic band, still around. And Steven, who's had his bouts with some different issues, very, very funny guy and a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And great music there, of course. And I got to just sneak one more in here, Woody, as we end the show, since I am in Atlanta. On April 8th, 1974, baseball legend Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run, and that broke Babe Ruth's 39-year record for career home runs. Nobody like Hammer and Hank.
Yeah, you know, Hank Aaron, to me, still has a title. I don't give it to Barry Bonds due to the whole steroid and HGH, human growth hormone thing. In my mind, Hank is still Hammer and Hank. He's still the champ. That's the way it's going to be.
That's absolutely right. And that's the way it's going to be for the Buckeye Advisor this week, too. It's come and gone. But Woody, I appreciate you and all that you bring to the table every week. And we'll look forward to doing it again next time.
Matt, it's been a pleasure. The time has flown by. Thank you to the listeners, whether you're on the podcast, wherever your podcasts are available. Check us out at youtube.com for the Buckeye Advisor. And join us each week here live on the radio. We couldn't do it without you as the listener. And I look forward to hearing from some of you this week. Have a blessed Easter weekend, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.
Any bonuses mentioned may be subject to additional restrictions and regulations based on the offering annuity company. You may not receive the bonus if the contract is fully surrendered or if traditional annuitization payments are taken, and if the policy is partially surrendered, it could result in a partial loss of bonuses. Because these are bonus annuities, they may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, and other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a bonus feature.